Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. Police have identified a man who was shot to death yesterday afternoon at a mobile home park in southwest Springfield. Officers say 38-year-old Kenneth Clark is dead after witnesses reported four unidentified men had entered his home with bandanas covering their faces. They fled the scene after multiple shots were fired. A Catholic priest in eastern Missouri's Farmington has been told by immigration officials to leave the country by next week. The church's website says the priest's work visa is expired and all appeals to keep him here were rejected. The first piece of legislation to pass through the Missouri General Assembly is a bipartisan bill aimed at helping the fight against human trafficking. Republican Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis says the measure, which would require the display of posters and contact information for human trafficking victims, provides a vital service.
This bill will allow victims of human trafficking to get the information they need to escape the hellish human existence created for them by those who would exploit them for profit.
If Governor Greitens signs the bill, the posters will be displayed in prominent spots at establishments such as hotels that have been cited as nuisances for prostitution, as well as train and bus stations. A Missouri lawmaker whose district includes the Westlake landfill in Bridgeton is praising EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's proposed remedy. Brian Howsworth reports.
Administrator Pruitt has proposed a plan for the controversial Westlake landfill Superfund site. Pruitt says the plan will excavate and will remove within 5 years all of the radioactive material that poses a risk to public health. Maryland Heights State Representative Mark Mathiesen praises Pruitt's plan.
The cleanup right now looks like about 70%, if not more, of the radioactive material will be cleaned up from that landfill.
Mathiesen says EPA absolutely validated his position that the groundwater is contaminated there.
Police say a Springfield man repeatedly sexually abused a girl for 7 years. 48-year-old Anthony Wayne Kurth was charged this week with seven felonies, including statutory sodomy, after a girl came forward with accusations against him. Congress is working this month on a temporary federal budget that Missouri's Community Health Services hope will include reauthorization of their funding of at least $70 million annually. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt is proposing to reapprove 5 years of funding with a 4% yearly increase of the services.
In the last 20 years, they've become a huge part of healthcare delivery in the country, and I think even a bigger part of healthcare delivery in our state.
Congress has reauthorized funding for CHIP, a Children's Health Insurance Safety Net program, but not for the health services many of them choose to use. The University of Missouri Board of Curators approved a 3.5% decrease in room and board costs at the Columbia campus at its meeting yesterday. This is Missouri Net.